Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. My name is Avram Goldhai, and here is Zechus Yavamas Daf Chav Gimel. The second parak, Ketzad. The second parak has been generously sponsored for the Hatzlacha of Avadya ben Leah and his family. So the three drops we're going to focus on. Number one, on the bottom Daf Chav Beis Amav Beis, we learn that Rabbi Yossi holds that one who has relations with his father's daughter from a proper marriage is only chai for transgressing the love against taking your sister, but not for the love against taking your father's wife's daughter. Rabbi Yossi learns from the second pasuk that one is only chai for having relations with a paternal sister when her mother is Mishesho Ishoz La'avichaba, someone with whom your father can be halakhically married to the exclusion of a daughter from a shivcha bo'betes kochavim, a maidservant and a Gentile woman. On this daf, the Gemara teaches that the Rabbanu learned this halacha from the pasuk regarding a shivcha, ha'ish ve'yoladeha tiyel adoneha, the woman and her children shall belong to her master. The Gemara asks what Rabbi Yossi does with this pasuk and answers that one pasuk excludes the daughter of a shivcha and the other excludes the daughter of a Gentile, and both are needed. If the Torah only taught the case of a shivcha, one would think her daughter is excluded mishum de'ein l'chayas, because she has no yichus in family relationships, whereas a Gentile woman does have yichus in relationships. And if the Torah had only taught the case of the Gentile woman, one would think her daughter is excluded because she's not shaykh to mitzvahs, but the daughter of a shivcha would be included because she is shaykh to mitzvahs. Point number two, the Gemara asks where the Rabbanu learned that a daughter from a Gentile woman is excluded from the love of a father's daughter, and brings Rabbi Yochanan, who said, in the name of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, the pasuk states regarding the prohibition of intermarriage, ki yasir es bincha me'acharai, for he, referring to a Gentile father married to a Jewish woman, will turn your son away from me, and they will serve other gods. From here we learn, bincha me'israeli is kru'i bincha, ve'em bincha mino vedes kochavim kru'i bincha el bina. A son from a Jewish woman is called your son, but a son from a Gentile woman is not called your son, but rather he's considered her son. The child follows the non-Jewish status of his mother. From here we see that a daughter from a non-Jewish woman is considered a Gentile and would not be considered a legal sister to her father's Jewish son. Therefore, she's excluded from the prohibition of a sister. And point number three, the next mission begins. Mishi kedish achas mishtei achios. Ve'enu yadei ezmehen kedish. Noisen get lezo ve'get lezo. If one was mekadish, one of two sisters, but does not know which one of them he was mekadish, he must give a get to each one. If he died childless and he had one brother, the brother must do chalitza to both. If he had two brothers, echad cholitz ve'echad miyabim, one must do chalitza to one of the sisters, and afterwards the other brother may take the other sister in yibum. The Gemara clarifies that the Mishnah is not introducing anything novel in the first two cases, but it's coming to teach in the latter case of two surviving brothers, daf chamichotz v'hadu yibumi. The order must be that the first brother does chalitza, and the second one can do yibum, and it cannot be that the first brother does yibum to kapag ba'achazukaso, for then he would be possibly violating the prohibition of marrying the sister of a zukuka. So once again, the 3 points are number one. On the bottom of Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, we learned that Rabbi Yossi holds that one who has relations with his father's daughter from a proper marriage is only chai for transgressing the love against taking your sister, but not for the love against taking your father's wife's daughter. Rabbi Yossi learns from the second pasuk that one is only chai for having relations with a paternal sister when her mother is Mishesho Ishoz La'avichaba, someone with whom your father can be halakhically married to the exclusion of a daughter from a shivcha bo'betes kochavim, a maidservant and a Gentile woman. On this daf, the Gemara teaches that the Rabbanu learned this halacha from the pasuk regarding a shivcha, ha'ish ve'yoladeha tiyel adoneha, the woman and her children shall belong to her master. The Gemara asks what Rabbi Yossi does with this pasuk and answers that one pasuk excludes the daughter of a shivcha and the other excludes the daughter of a Gentile, and both are needed. If the Torah only taught the case of a shivcha, one would think her daughter is excluded mishum de'ein l'chayas, because she has no yichus in family relationships, whereas a Gentile woman does have yichus in relationships. And if the Torah had only taught the case of the Gentile woman, one would think her daughter is excluded because she's not shaykh to mitzvahs, but the daughter of a shivcha would be included because she is shaykh to mitzvahs. Point number two, the Gemara asks where the Rabbanu learned that a daughter from a Gentile woman is excluded from the love of a father's daughter, and brings Rabbi Yochanan, who said, in the name of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, the pasuk states regarding the prohibition of intermarriage, ki yasir es bincha me'acharai, for he, referring to a Gentile father married to a Jewish woman, will turn your son away from me, and they will serve other gods. From here we learn, bincha me'israeli is kru'i bincha, ve'em bincha mino vedes kochavim kru'i bincha el bina. A son from a Jewish woman is called your son, but a son from a Gentile woman is not called your son, but rather he's considered her son. The child follows the non-Jewish status of his mother. From here we see that a daughter from a non-Jewish woman is considered a Gentile and would not be considered a legal sister to her father's Jewish son. Therefore, she's excluded from the prohibition of a sister. And point number three, the next mission begins. Mishi kiddush achas mishtei achios. Ve'enu yadei ezim hen kiddush. Noisin get lezo ve'get lezo. If one was mekaddish one of two sisters, but does not know which one of them he was mekaddish, he must give a get to each one. If he died childless and he had one brother, the brother must do chalitza to both. If he had two brothers, echad cholitz ve'echad miyabim, one must do chalitza to one of the sisters, and afterwards the other brother may take the other sister in yibum. The Gemara clarifies that the Mishnah is not introducing anything novel in the first two cases, but it's coming to teach in the latter case of two surviving brothers, daf chamichalitz v'hadu yibumi. The order must be that the first brother does chalitza, and the second one can do yibum, and it cannot be that the first brother does yibum to kapag ba'al chazukaso, for then he would be possibly violating the prohibition of marrying the sister of a zukuka. All right, so now we go to Simon Daf Chav Gimel, and our standard Simon is Kuglach. Kuglach is a children's game. It's similar to Jack's. So here goes. It was an awkward scene at the Kiruv Kuglach competition when a man's two daughters, one from a Shivcha and the other from a Nachris, came to watch his Jewish grandson, whose father wasn't Jewish, play against two surviving brothers of a man who hadn't remembered which one of two sisters he married. Once again, slow motion. It was an awkward scene at the Kiruv Kuglach competition. Kuglach, that must be more Daf Chav Gimel. It was an awkward scene at the Kiruv Kuglach competition when a man's two daughters, one from a Shivcha and the other from a Nachris, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, what Rabbi Yossi does with the Pasuk, Yisha b'yeladeh t'yelah adunah, and answers that one Pasuk excludes the daughter of a Shivcha and the other excludes the daughter of a Gentile, and both are needed. If the Torah only taught the case of a Shivcha, one would think her daughter is excluded, mishum dein l'achayis, because she has no yichus in family relationships, whereas a Gentile woman does have yichus in her relationships, and if the Torah had only taught the case of a Gentile woman, one would think her daughter is excluded because she is not shaykh to mitzvahs, but the daughter of a shivcha would be included because she's shaykh to mitzvahs. So, it was an awkward scene at the Kiruv Kuglach competition when a man's two daughters, one from a shivcha and the other from a Nachris, came to watch his Jewish grandson, whose father wasn't Jewish, which reminds us the Pasuk states regarding the prohibition of intermarriage, ki yasir es bincha macharai, for he, referring to a Gentile father married to a Jewish woman, will turn your son away from me and they will serve other gods. From here we learn that a son from a Jewish woman is called bincha, your son, but a son from a Gentile woman is not called your son, but rather he's considered her son. The child follows the non-Jewish status of his mother. So, it was an awkward scene at the Kiruv Kuglach competition when a man's two daughters, one from a Shivcha and the other from a Nachris, came to watch his Jewish grandson, whose father wasn't Jewish, play against two surviving brothers of a man who hadn't remembered which one of two sisters he married. Which reminds us, if one was Mekadosh one of two sisters, but does not know which one of them he was Mekadosh, and then he dies childless and has two brothers, Echad Choetz ve'Echad Miyabim, one must do Chalitza to one of the sisters, and afterwards the other brother may take the other sister in Yibim. The Gemara clarifies the mission is coming to teach that the order must be that the first brother does Chalitza, and then the second one can do Yibum. And it cannot be that the first brother does Yibum to Kapaga ba'achus Zekuka, so, for then he would be possibly violating the prohibition of marrying the sister of a Zekuka. So once again, it was an awkward scene at the Kiruv Kuglach competition when a man's two daughters, one from a Shivcha and the other from a Nachris, came to watch his Jewish grandson, whose father wasn't Jewish, play against two surviving brothers of a man who hadn't remembered which one of two sisters he married. All right, now it's time for four blabla chazara. Daf Yutess. So the simmer Daf Yutess is a yacht. So here goes. When a huge wave crashed into a yacht, that must mean we're on Daf Yutess. When a huge wave crashed into a yacht, killing two brothers who were married to two sisters at exactly the same time, which reminds us, Rav Oshi challenged Rav Oshi's interpretation of Rabbi Shimon that Zika Kognusya Damya, a Zika is equivalent to making the Yavama the Yavam's full-fledged wife, based on a mission where Rabbi Shimon exempts two sisters who fall to a third brother from even doing chalitza. Now, if Rabbi Shimon holds Zika Kognusya Damya, that a Zika makes the Yavama like a full-fledged wife, then let the third brother perform Yibum with the one who is widowed first, and then the other one should be exempt from Yibum and chalitza, since her sister is already somewhat married to the Yavam. After several solutions to this challenge are rejected, Rav Ashi answers, either nafu bezer chazer hakinami, if the two sisters fell to Yibum one after the next, that would be the case that the first widow would be permitted to Yibum. But the case here is the nafu bebas achas, where they fell to the third brother at the exact same moment. And Rav Shimon holds, like Rav Yossi Agli, who says, efshel, it's possible, to be exact. So when a huge wave crashed into a yacht going to brothers who were married to two sisters at exactly the same time, one of the Yavamas got upset when a Yavam attempted to do Mimer without her consent, which reminds us it was taught in a Braisa Osamai B'Yabimta of Shulma Daita. If one performed Mimer with a Yavama without her consent, Rebbe says Kana, he's acquired her as his wife, but the Chachamim say that he is not. And the Gemara explains that the question rests on whether we learn out Mimer from Yibum, which can be done without consent, or from Kedushin, which has to be done with consent. So, when a huge wave crashed into a yacht, killing two brothers who were married to two sisters at exactly the same time, one of the Yavamas got upset when a Yavam attempted to do Mimer without her consent, while the other one overheard a group of passengers murmur, "Once a Yavama, always a Yavama," which reminds us, the Gemara asked what was the Chachamim's reason for prohibiting the third brother who was born after Yibum, and answers that the Pasuk states, "L'kacha lo le'isha v'yibma," and he, referring to the Yavam, shall take her to himself as a wife and perform Yibum with her, which implies a dain Yibumim ha'rishonim aleha, that even after he takes her as his wife, the original Yibum status is still on her. Rashi explains that this means she's always called a Yavama. Daf Chaf, so the Simmer Daf Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. The Shnios and Almanos dining at the Isser Mitzvah and Kedusha Cafe, that must be more Daf Chaf. The Shnios and Almanos dining at the Isser Mitzvah and Kedusha Cafe, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Isser Mitzvah is a Kedusha Choletzah Smol Mitzvah Bemis. An Isser Mitzvah and an Isser Kedusha do Choletzah but not Yibum. And the Gemara presents two opposite Pshatim as to whom they refer to and why they use this terminology. So the Shnios and Almanos dining at the Isser Mitzvah and Kedusha Cafe listen attentively to the Almana from Eretz and tell her personal story that she was not permitted to a Kohen Gadol and Yibum, which reminds the Gemara as why an Almana from Eretz is forbidden to do Yibum to a Kohen Gadol. Since she's a virgin, she only has the Los Haseh of a Kohen being forbidden to an Almana. Therefore, Yavo Asev Yitche Los Haseh, let the Asev of Yibum override the Los Haseh against a Kohen Gadol marrying a widow. Rav answers that the Pasuk states, "Va'alsti yabimto hasha'ara," then his Yavama shall go up to the gate for Chalitza. Since it was unnecessary to state his Yavama, since the Pasuk already referred to her as that, it's coming to teach, "Yeshu chal Yavama achas sho'ola l'chalitza ve'eno ola l'yibum." There's a Yavama who's subject to Chalitza and not to Yibum. And who is this? Chayve lavim. It's one who's prohibited to the Yavam by a love. Rav's answer will ultimately be refuted. So, the Shnios and Almanos dining at the Isser Mitzvah and Kedusha Cafe listen attentively to the Almana from Eretz and tell her personal story that she was not permitted to a Kohen Gadol and Yibum, not because of a love, but because of a Gezerah, which reminds us that Rav explains the reason that an Almana from Eretz is forbidden to do Yibum to a Kohen Gadol is a Gezerah bi'a rishona atu bi'a shnia, a Gezerah that the Yavam not do the first act of relations for the mitzvah Yibum out of concern that he might have a second act of relations, which is not a fulfillment of a mitzvah. Daf Chafov, so the Sim Daf Chafov is a car pronounced ka by people from Boston. So here goes. When the chalitza ka, that must be more Daf Chafov, ka. When the chalitza ka delivering the shoe was turned back from Basin, since chalitza b'makom yibum, rav mitzvah he, which reminds us, Reish Lakish said, komakmin shatamotzi asi b'los asi, wherever you find an ase, and a los asi in conflict with one another, imata yachol kaim shneim mutav, if you can fulfill both of them, that's preferable, v'im lav, yavo asi v'yitche es los asi, but if not, let the ase be doche the los asi. The Gemara clarifies after a challenge is brought, where a Kohen Gadol did yibum to an almana from Erison and exempted her tzara, that this principle only applies hek the mekayim mitzvah, where mitzvah's ase is fulfilled through the alternative way. But here, if he does chalitza, the mitzvah's ase will not be fulfilled, since chalitza b'makom yibum lav mitzvahi. Chalitza is not a mitzvah in the place of yibum. The Mefarshim explained that the Torah provided the lesser mitzvah of chalitza in cases when the yavam does not want to marry the yavama. So, when the chalitza ka delivering the shoe was turned back from Basin, since chalitza b'makom yibum lav mitzvahi, the driver almost ran over a basket with handles full of ramazim for shnios, which reminds the Gemara brings four sources for shnios, one based on a pasuk in Koheles, referring to handles of a basket, where we learn that before Shlomo Melkein, the Torah was like a basket without handles, ad shabbat Shlomo va'asal aznaim, until Shlomo came and made handles for it. Rashi explains that just as handles prevent a basket from falling from one's hands, so two shnios distance one from the arayos. So, when the chalitza ka delivering the shoe was turned back from Basin, since chalitza b'makom yibum, rav mitzvahi, the driver almost ran over a basket with handles full of ramazim for shnios that had been dropped by his aunt Gittel, the wife of his mother's maternal brother, which reminds us, the Gemara clarifies how we know that a wife of a mother's maternal brother is also considered a shnia. Dav chav beis, so the sim dav chav beis is a cab. So here goes. The ger and his shnia wife finally flagged down a cab. Cab, that must be more dav chabez. The ger and his shnia wife finally flag down a cab, which reminds us the rabbanim were not gozer shnios for a ger. And the only reason the rabbanim prohibited an erva is that people should not say, by me kedusha chamura or kedusha kala. The gerim come from a strict level of kedusha, being that non-Jews are prohibited to their non-Jewish mother, and now they come to a lesser level of kedusha, as they are now permitted to marry their non-Jewish mother. So, the ger and his shnia wife finally flag down a cab, driven by a mumzer brother, which reminds us, a mumzer brother is zokek his brother's wife to Yibum, and a mumzer son exempts his father's wife from Yibum. The source that a mumzer qualifies as a son is learned from the pasuk Uven Einlo, and he has no son. Since the word Ein is written with a Yud, it implies Ein Alav, examine him, which Rashi explains to mean that one should see if he has any type of son, even a mumzer. So the ger and his shnia wife finally flag down a cab, driven by a mumzer brother who just let out a bala hochoso passenger whom he charged twice, which reminds us, it's a malchus between Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda and the Chachamim whether a bala hochoso, one who has relations with his sister, who's the daughter of his father's wife, whether he's chayv once or twice, given two psukim that discuss relations with his sister. All right, so that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldin Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.